thank you all for being here. It is so important that we rise together, that we say no more violence.
That's Cecile Lipworth, the V-Day coordinator, speaking in the rotunda of the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. The room is packed. About 200 people are sitting on chairs or standing in the back of the large circular room. They listen intently as one woman after another tell how they were raped or physically abused. As they tell their stories, their voices break and they choke back tears.
No one should ever have to go through that, because it's something that'll be with you for the rest of your life. It'll scar you forever. I'm rising to stand up against violence towards anyone in any way.
One of the people listening is 27-year-old Brooks Sauceda McQuaid. He says that he didn't know how to get involved in ending violence against women until he heard about 1 Billion Rising.
I think events like this are empowering because the people that are participating see that they're not alone, that they have support.
Now McQuaid rises from where he sits, one guy surrounded by dozens of women, and walks to the podium. He explains that he's there in memory of his aunt, who died from injuries sustained during a rape.
And leaving behind her four boys, my cousins. And I think that's a really explicit example of how rape and domestic violence affects men.
More women stand up to speak and more cheers of support erupt from the listeners. Then the crowd moves outside the rotunda and spills over the steps of the Capitol building into the cold, sunny day. Lipworth asks survivors to raise their hands.
And if you want to ensure that your sister, daughter, mother, grandmother does not become a survivor, please raise your hand.
At that, hundreds of hands shoot up. Carrie McCarthy, a 1 Billion Rising volunteer, takes the microphone, looks out over the crowd, and asks, where are all the good men?
You live with us, make love with us, father us, befriend us, brother us, get nurtured and mothered and eternally supported by us. So why aren't you standing by us? Why aren't you driven to the point of madness and action by the rape and the humiliation of us? Your wives, your daughters, your sisters, your friends.
Lipworth expresses the same kind of frustration.
I've been fighting 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and nothing's been done. I think the generation now is a generation of, like, we are done. We want to have activity. We don't want to just, you know, it's not enough to just talk about it. We want action. We want things to start happening.
Lipworth challenges everyone to do something to stop the violence. 27-year-old McQuaid, one of the few men at the event, is right on it.
I got my company involved. I'm here representing Jackalope Pottery. Not at all to pat myself or them on the back, but just saying that we stand in solidarity. I was also able to get my gym involved. Those were things that I tried to do.
We are 1 Billion Rising.
Advocates say that worldwide, 1 in 3 women will be raped or abused in their lifetimes. In New Mexico, they say it's 1 in 4. That's 250,000 women, about 1/4 of the state's female population. On February 14th, a state joint memorial bill to raise awareness about violence against women passed unanimously. For KUNM, I'm Colleen Keene.